Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Go Pack Go. This is your co-host, Amon Green, along with my other co-hosts, Dorsey Levis and Gilbert Brown, good friends and teammates. You are listening to the Green and Gold G-Lounge on the NFLApodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Green and Gold G-Lounge. I am your host with the most, Gilbert Brown, the grave digger. Also with me is my two compadres, two running backs, two extremely nice dummies. Amon Green, known as the Batman.
Hello.
And Dorsey, the horse, Levins.
Chilling. What's up, big fella?
Yeah, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing today, man?
Life is good.
Doing well.
Life is good.
Doing well.
Yep. Yeah. That's good, man. Yep. Let's jump into this because I am intrigued with why TCU represented the Big 12 against Georgia, who represented what? What day is it? SEC? What is it?
SEC. Yeah.
Well, they did good, and our representative did poorly. I'm talking about poorly. What was the score, Amon?
It was 65 to 7.
65 to 7. MG.
Yeah.
And I just turned the game off at mid second quarter. Because they went back. You know, it's kind of like it's going to be a fight, dog. 7-7. And after that, mama, come get me, mama, mama. How's it going down there in the ATL with them boys winning, Dorsey?
It's quite disappointing from my perspective, being a Georgia Tech guy. Georgia Tech, right, being downtown Atlanta. UGA done took over the whole damn city, man. Back-to-back national champions. They got billboards and shit all over the place. We're going to move it to Augusta.
Because
UGA done took over Atlanta. But, man, with that being said, man, I turned the TV off about the same time you did because I know TCU has some good comebacks during the season, but y'all know, like I know, you watch a game, and Georgia was so dominant, you like, you know what? There's no way TCU is coming back. No way. I was like, if they do, I'll read about it tomorrow in the paper. No, we won't read the paper on the internet, the interweb.
Dorsey, you sound like me right now living in Detroit. I'm just saying. AG, what's your thoughts on that game?
Man, I mean, I watched the whole game. I watched the whole game. I just got
What kept you sitting there watching that?
I just want to see how many points they're gonna score. I'm like,
he in Green Bay, he ain't got shit to do.
That too. I was actually streaming. I was streaming Madden and getting my ass kicked on Monday. Just to see the score. And that's when I heard that Stenson Bennett was like 25, 26 years old. I was like, wait a minute. He's a grown-ass man. He's out there playing with little kids. Well, he's not a big guy, but, you know, in terms of age, maturity, he's playing with kids for pretty much. He had 18 for 25, 304 yards and 4 touchdowns. It's like, God, dog. And then he ran for a couple, I believe, you know. It was just like – and it was their defense more than anything. I mean, the offense scored their points, but defense just – like, they held them to 7 points. I mean, that's – for college football, Division I, high-end playoff, college playoff, you only score 7 points in the championship game. We gotta figure this thing out, because if we're gonna get back next year, this ain't happening again. You know, I'm taking that personal. Like, hey, man,
I got a question. Do any of y'all know the new eligibility rules in college football that's giving guys 6-7 years of eligibility? I don't understand, because Stetson Bennett's not the only guy. He's not the only one. There's a bunch of them.
I think COVID has something to do with it too.
Exactly. COVID.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah,
COVID. That COVID, gave guys a couple years. Two more.
At least 2 years. I know I was talking to friends at Nebraska, even at Lakeland where I was at coaching, and it was kids that were almost like 25, 26 that got 2-3 more years because of COVID to play their traditional sports or even to be a student. They could take a gap year because of that and then come back and finish up. So, yeah. That's the reason we have these. We got some grown-ass people on the volleyball courts, on the football field, stuff like that now in the college area.
I got one more question for y'all before we move on. Is the talent that different from the Big 12 to the SEC?
I'd say it's more competitive.
No.
Let me set it up for you, Dorsey. Because TCU was – basically dominating the teams in the Big 12.
Right.
Basically, they was just overpowering guys, you know, doing this, being more physical. And then it's kind of like you go up against Georgia and Georgia just whooping the bully's ass. So is it talent or is it coaching? What do you think it is?
I think the SEC is like the closest league we have to like a minor league NFL league. They get the best recruits every single year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Alabama, it's Georgia, even like Mississippi and Ole Miss. They all get all the best recruits in this area. And now with the transfer portal being open. Matter of fact, Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back from Alabama, who's leaving early, transferred from Georgia Tech.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So now
and he's playing instant, and you can play right away too.
Play right away. So now, not only they're recruiting the best people, they can get the best players from other teams who want to come play for Georgia or Alabama because they're on national TV every week. They're always in the college football playoff. So, I, the SEC is the king of college football right now, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I say any team down south in the United States has that advantage because I just remember this is something that we know as athletes for a long time. I remember when I went down to Houston and played there. I remember my neighborhood; they had the kids like. What sports they play, and they had like a billboard in their front yard saying, you know, Sally plays volleyball, Jonathan plays baseball, you know, Andre plays football and all that. It's like they take sports seriously down south, you know, and in California where I grew up, you know, it was hyper competitive. So I say all the southern United States from East Coast to West Coast, it's just that, you know, the weather's better. So you could be outside 365. So you have that, I think, as an advantage, too. That's why the SEC, ACC schools down south just has that competitiveness. And they could do it, you know, every day, all day. The speed there, the aggression, you know, the hitting, the tackling, as we saw Georgia do in that game was just one of those. I say one of those factors as well.
Hey, Chili, you know what you know, you, what I, y- y'all may not understand because I live in Atlanta and I've lived here since college, almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
College football is king of the Southeast. They don't care about pro football. I meet people on the street today, maybe like Dorsey, like, I remember you from Georgia Tech. I'm like, huh? I had one halfway decent year at Georgia Tech, but that's how it is down here, man. They don't care about pro football. It's college football, and that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how it was in Houston. Houston was the same thing when I was down there. They would talk about UT or UH or UT, A&M, the Aggies, anybody. They even talk about Texas El Paso. You know, it's like, but the Texans and the Cowboys, it was like, it maybe Cowboys a little bit, but other than that, the Texans, they look at the Texans, they be like, I'm like, dang. It's like,
if you go to a Falcons game here, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The only time it's sold out is when we play. Or the Steelers come to town, or the Cowboys come to town.
Mm-hmm.
They don't support it down here, man. They don't.
No. Wow. Interesting. All right, fellas. Let's recap this, whatever you call it. I don't know if you call it game or not, but let's recap this Detroit Lions versus the Green Bay Packers game. Dorsey.
Up, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let you start it off. Recap what you thought happened or where we went wrong. Before you get started, I'm going to say we got our physical out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing. Go ahead.
I think it's me and AG fault because every time we pick the other team to win, the Packers win. And we didn't pick, AG, we should have picked Detroit.
you know, it was playoff thing. We were trying to go all on board.
Yeah,
know.
We were.
We were trying.
Because we do want them to win.
Yes.
We're trying to work the mojo.
Because we're trying to look at it as we got, it might be one player listening to us or watching us. And he's going to be like, hey, you see them old heads on the podcast? They talking shit about us. Hey, we got to go out here and win.
Yeah. Man, it was Chili, like you said, man, we got dominated, I thought, in every phase of the game. As former Packers, it's hard to watch a game. It's almost like being a TCU fan. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but you can see the physicality and know that we really don't have a chance, you know, to come back offensively. Mm-hmm. The offenses, they had a very, very mediocre year based on what we're used to seeing from an offense led by Aaron Rodgers. And it just, man, we Detroit was a better team.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. What about you, AG?
Yeah, I agree with the physicality. And I say the physicality come with the idea. And we talked about this last week where, they knew their season was over. Seahawks won. So we talked about the scenario. If Seahawks win, then Detroit's out. It's like, look, you know what? We ain't going to the party. Y'all ain't going to the party. You know, I'm going to tell mama that you did this so you don't get to go to the party either, because we're going to make sure that happened. And that's basically what happened. They knew, okay, we have a good game. We win. We ruin and end the Packers season. And that's basically what I saw gameplay-wise and execution-wise. Jared Goff did his thing. He usually puts up around 200-plus yards, which he did, and no mistakes at all. No touchdowns, but no interceptions either. So he basically, did a good job, throwing the ball. And then Jamal Williams, he ran hard. You know, they used the run game, DeAndre Smith in the pass game, the other running back. So actually, what is that? He's a Georgia guy too, isn't he? DeAndre Smith, I believe.
Yep. Swift, he's a Georgia guy.
So it was just a lot of good stuff. Offensively, Packers did, they tried to make some strides. They made some strides, obviously, from where they've been in the first part of the year. Christian Watson waking up and Aaron him having that connection now, also with Romeo Doubs being healthy, being back on the field. So you got all that going on. So now you just got to, focus to the offseason. I say, wait, one more big thing is just like, young buck, Quay Walker just lost his mental for a second, his concentration and pushing. I don't know what motivated him to push the trainer when DeAndre was down. He was standing next to him because they were college teammates. Maybe he just wanted to check
in. Won a prestigious award, by the way.
So. Right. So just that right there, too, just saw like focus was gone later in the game when Detroit was going to work on their victory.
Yeah, it was just, we had so much hopes for these boys, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they worked so hard to get to this point. And then you drop an egg on your face. I mean, man, it was so bad, man. I mean, like, they had me peeking out my curtains when I got home. Dudes was killing me, man. I had to turn my phone off.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
I had to, because everybody was kicking. I was talking so much cash stuff, man, that it was just like, oh, my God, man. I told him, I said, man, I got me a big old truck full of kitty litter. I'm spreading it around. And when you Lions fans piss down your leg, we go cut. Y'all going to, oh, man. Before the game was over, I was out of there. I can't do it.
Where'd you watch it at? Did you watch it at home or?
No. What happened was, we were signing, remember?
I
sit here and watch a little bit of the game. And then I saw, no. I got to go for these people to get out that stadium and stuff. Oh my God. But you know what, man? You look at it, man. Up front, we got our physical, man, on both sides of the ball. You know what I'm saying? It's just plain and simple. I think I don't know who was starting, but Hutchinson was giving them the business. Mm-hmm. And they brought in Tom.
It was Josh first. It was Josh Nyman. Yeah. And then they said, tap out. Hey, come on, Zach Tom, let's go and see if something changes. So that was the rotation.
That position right there was the fish. You know how you get a D-line, you say, man, we got to find the fish and go get the fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a difference from that side of the line when Hutchinson went to the other side of the line where Bakhtiari was. He said, hey, young buck, you better take that back down that way.
Yeah.
Because you ain't getting nothing coming this way. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I mean, we got to play together, but we got to play with that leadership that we don't have. You know what I'm saying? It's like the leaders are saying, I'm going to keep it to myself. and let these fools kill themselves. And that's what happened, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, man. We're gonna get out of this one, this depressing first quarter, and come back with quarter number two on the Green and Gold G Lounge Network.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Go Pack Go! This is Dorsey Levins along with my co-hosts Amon Green and Gilbert Brown. You are listening to the Green and Gold G-Lounge on NFLApodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Green and Gold G-Lounge. I'm your host, The Grave Digger, with my man Batman and my other man, the horse, Dawson Levins. Levins, this is it's already starting out to be a long off season already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
already. When you're looking over the league and our team, what do you think, as a Green Bay Packer, we have to do to keep our position of being on top of the North? What do you think we got to do?
Man, I think offensively, we got to shore up the offensive line. You know, we had so many injuries over the past couple of years. If you the offensive line ain't right, then nothing else matter. You know, I think you got quality receivers. Even though they're young, they made progress toward the end of the year. You got two dogs back there at running back.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, it's all in the offensive line. Whether you draft, go get some guys in free agency, you have to do that. But also, I think, and I'm talking offensively, they need to get another, maybe Odell Beckham Jr. now. He's had a year off. He'll be healthy coming in the next season. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a guy they can sign. But you have to have a proven number one receiver. I think you have to bring in from free agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know what, before we get to AG about that, Over since I've been to Green Bay to now, we never really had a offensive line that was just powerful. You know what I'm saying? We always had athletic guys that were strong and can get in there. And I think the mindset for us has to change, that we need to start getting guys that can move the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because these are the games now. The defensive lines are changing, man. They're changing. You know what I'm saying? And you got to have that power, that girth to root them up out of there. I mean, physical and quick guys is not the thing, but you got to have some guys that can move people out of there too, man. And I don't think we ever had them type of offensive linemen. What you think, AG?
You sound like you're describing the Dallas Cowboys from back in the 90s.
In a way.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. 100%.
We always had the physical, quick. You know, not nobody that's gonna root nobody out of there in the mud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or we photocopy Kevin Berry. You know, where everybody's like, you just because I seen him. I mean, you practice against him, you know. Mm. And I remember in 03 season, Seattle home game, regular season, I seen him pick up forklift, a three technique, and push him 5 yards back. We were on the 5 yard line. He put him 5 yards into the end zone. I said, God bless. So that, I know what you're talking about there. You know, when you got guys that could just, you know, reposition other players physically by themselves, because, you know, guys like Larry Allen, when you bring up Larry Allen's name to the NFL, you know, to any NFL player, current or, you know, especially retired players, we like, oh yeah, we know that guy. That was that dude, because if he was coming around on a power or a counter block, you didn't want to be in front of him. And so I'd say they do a good job, like with David Bukatari when he came in his rookie year back in 2013. He moves well. and then his body moves well, then he could get into his blocking position really good, which I saw right away his rookie year. But yeah, they'll have to have the role graders who can move the ball in terms of the run game, because they, like Dorsey mentioned, got the two running backs in the backfield. You have to do that, because then, like I mentioned, it sets that identity, you know, going into every game. You know, then every game back in the – you talk about those Cowboys from the 90s, you knew the first quarter. I was like, I was 12, 13 years old. I knew if the first quarter, whoever they playing doesn't stop the run with Emmitt and Daryl Johnston and that offensive line, I was like, Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin going to feast, and then Emmitt's going to get like 102 touchdowns. So I knew that as a kid. So, yeah, I mean, that's one thing. And I say other little spots, defensive line. I mean, we know Rashard Gary, he had the injury. He'll be coming back. But then also look to the draft for that. I mean, D-line, three techniques. And again, I agree with the Dorsey offensive line. And then, you know, if you could pick a late round wide receiver, just to, you know, solid, you get more inventory, basically have kids that want to go get the ball to help out, you know, because, you know, injuries is a thing. We saw it this year. Mr. Watson with his hammy, he was always questionable and did not play a few games. So that hurt too, his development, you know, to getting used to him and Aaron, you know, being who they are now. So it's going to be, those are some of the things. And obviously looking at the contract side, because they don't have a lot of cap space. They just got to wait and see who pops up and who can they afford in any of those positions, basically.
Yeah. I'm going to say defensively, man, you know, of course, defensive line. You know, we got some players up there, but we need to shore up one. And if Gary gets back, you know, it changes the outlook of the defense too. You know, one guy can change that D line. You know, we seen it with Reggie White. You know what I'm saying? So one guy can change that defense line. But then again, you got to look at as a defensive whole. I think we need a dog at safety. We really do. I think that. And over the years in Green Bay, we always had a dog safety. If it wasn't Nick Collins, it wasn't Leroy, it wasn't Eugene Robinson, it wasn't Charles Woodson. You know, if we need players like that, you know what I'm saying, that can take charge and do what they need to do. For us, you know, that's the quarterback of the, you know, of the defense, you know, that safety position, because our safety position, when we played, barked out all kind of signals for us to get to where we need to be. So as defensively, man, and special teams, I'm glad that coach coming back, because he changed the outlook of the special teams. You know what I'm saying? When you see it, and you can see the physicality that them boys have on special teams. You know what I'm saying? Blocking, making things happen, doing what they need to. So I'm glad he coming back. But as far as us in the whole, man, as a whole team, all three of us said it. O-line, D-line has to change. O-line, D-line has to change in order for us to succeed. So, AG.
Yep.
Since we're going over, off-season moves and whatever, it's going to be some different guys at the helms on some of these teams in here. Who got fired and who did anybody pick anybody up yet or what? What's the deal, brother?
Yeah, man. I say what we talked about as players, you know, that Grim Reaper would come for us during training camp, or, you know, that time of year. And unfortunately, it comes every year for coaches, head coaches, to be exact.
I don't feel bad for them, because they got guaranteed contracts.
Exactly. And in college football, too. Like, no.
Yeah, man, I really don't feel bad for
it's
you.
It's sickening. It's sickening to find out that stuff. So,
oh, my God.
So, my man, I didn't even realize.
One coach who just got fired recently, and he was like, he said they called and fired him. And they owed him X amount, like $17 million. He said, "What time you want me to leave, and what door you want me to go out of?"
Hey, I would think that. Wow. I wouldn't say that, but I would be thinking that. I'm like, hey, I still gotta get my money, right? You know. Right. But I didn't know. So Arizona Cardinals fired their coach Cliff Kingsbury after he just got an extension too. So, you know, he got extension last year, and just the way the season went for them, you know, Cardinals, Kyler Murray. He had an up and down offseason that led to an up and down regular season, and then to a season ending knee injury, I believe, or ankle injury. So that's the first one. And then our guy, the guy that we like, Lovie Smith, He got let go. And it was more like a bad excuse. You know, they looking for a reason, you know, to let him go from Houston. And we already know they and I know from experience being there, that was, even though it was 2007, it's 2023 now, they can't get right. And so that organization from the top down, they got to start with the leadership and look at that before you get right to build a team that's going to be a perennial playoff team right there. And then our boy, he was a Packer coach. He was a Denver coach, and now he's not no more. Nathaniel Hackett. He actually was my neighbor. So when he was here, so I don't think there's no houses in the neighborhood available right now. Maybe this one, you know, maybe my house. I could let him know, hey, if you're coming back, Matt LaFleur already talked to him, so he might come back. And then
Brother got fired too as an offensive coordinator with the Jets.
Wow. Matt
LaFleur's little brother got fired.
Really? Yeah. I think, Robert Saleh and all of them were at Houston together. So they've been together a long time. So he probably did him a favor. So he, hey, go play. Your brother could pick you up now, you know, because Matt wanted his brother last season or two seasons ago. It was a thing where he was trying to get him. And Robert Saleh said, no, I'm going to take him this year. I'm going to take him for a few years before I give him to you. And then the Colts fired Frank Wright, the old quarterback that had the famous comeback as a Buffalo Bill when he played as well. And I think it was our first coach of the year, and he got fired midseason, was my man Matt Rhule, who is now in Nebraska, who I'll probably get to meet here in the next few weeks. So those, it wasn't that many coaches, to be surprising. I thought it would be more. There's only
Did that dude over in Indianapolis get fired?
Yeah, Frank Wright.
Yep, no.
Jeff Saturday.
They're actually considering Jeff Saturday as a permanent head coach, though.
Right.
Even though he finished 1-7, he's in consideration for the head coaching job. I had a question I wanted to ask y'all, though, with this coaching thing. And specifically, AG, you spent some time in Houston.
Yeah.
Last year, you had David Culley, who was the wide receiver coach when I was in Philly. Loving, like real good dude. Mm-hmm. You have the Deshaun Watson stuff. He's gone. Big distraction. The team sucks. You fire him. I don't know why you fire a guy with all that stuff. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Right. And now you come the next year, you hire a new coach. You still ain't got no quarterback. Right. You still in this Deshaun Watson shadow, so to speak. I don't understand. Even in Indianapolis, you fire Frank Reich. You got different quarterbacks. You can't win switching quarterbacks like that. What do the owners expect? What do they think is going to happen when you're switching quarterbacks left and right? There's no continuity. I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, what I've seen, especially with Houston, I saw a team get controlled by the owner, McNair, and he was trying to power move and pressure Rick Smith, the GM, into doing certain things, you know. When the offseason hit, hey, you gotta go find me that big running back, big time running back, big time quarterback, whoever. You know, I got the money, here you go. And so it's simple to say it like that, but to actually go find somebody, you got a little look and dodge. Don't just go for the first pretty thing you see in the grocery store. You know, you got to do some homework, do some research, check their background. And I think that's where sometimes the Texans miss out. They don't really do a lot of background checkup on either if a good player or a bad player. And then sometimes then the mentality of the coaching staff they may hire ain't quite on par either. You know, they're not the leaders that they expected them to be in terms of some of their decision making, in terms of how they coach the team, you know, because it's a leadership thing. I remember those boys when we coming in home game, winning and losing was a problem there, because when they guys lost, they was like drop their heads during the game. Games will heads be looking at the ground. Oh man, this game over. I'm like, man, it's first quarter. What you talking about? I said, we got three quarters to go. We got to play ball. Let's go. You know, I remember playing a game. We played the Tennessee Titans, and first quarter, we were getting our butt spanked 21-0. By the end of the game, we only lost by three. But I kept, every time I came to the sideline, I'm like, hey man, game ain't over. Let's go. You know, now defense, go make a play. You know, go do something. You know, because I was like, we're going to score. We're going to get the ball down. We're going to, you know, try to move it down. So it's just that mentality was still there then, I believe. I mean, I haven't been there since then, but it may still be there now, obviously, with all the other nonsense that we've seen in the last 3-4 years coming out that building.
I believe it's going to be an interesting offseason, man, you know, when you start putting things together. I think that, you know, we are not known for going out getting the top veteran players. You know, we're not known for that. So it'd really be surprising to me if they do even look at OBJ or whatever they, what his name is.
Yeah,
that's you right.
Yeah, yeah. That boy, OBJ, whoever it is. But I tell you,
he's doing Amazon commercials or something right now.
He's
going to Hollywood. That's probably where he needs to be.
He's extreme. You know, I call y'all boys pretty boys. He is an extreme pretty boy.
A fashion icon. I'm not hating either. I'm just saying that's what he does.
All right, guys, we're going into halftime. Quarter number three coming up of the Green and Gold G Lounge. Coming back at you, the G Lounge Network. I'll let you.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Pack Go, it's your boy, Gilbert Brown, along with my co-host, Armand Green and Dorsey Lefty. You're listening to the G Lounge, Green and Gold, baby, NFLApodcast.com. Welcome back to the Green and Gold G Lounge Network with your boy, the Grave Digger Gilbert Brown, along with Dorsey Levins, the horse. Down there in ATL, and we got my man, Armand Batman Green, freezing his butt off in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Actually, it's warming up. It's like 40
it's warming
degrees.
Up.
Yeah, it's like 40 degrees the other day.
That's a heat wave for January in Green Bay.
Exactly, it's scary.
I tell you what, I don't care if you was in Green Bay or Detroit. We ain't seen the sun in like 3 months. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Yeah, Lee.
Yeah, it ain't been no sun.
That's the Midwest. You ain't gonna see that sun.
Oh my God. So, fellas, let's jump into this top three. Fan favorite top three. You know, we always either I just come off the hip with it or we sit down and we discuss it or whatever. But the top three this week is top three musicals. Top three musicals.
Movie musicals.
Movie.
Right? Like on the stage.
Movie musicals. Yes. Movie musicals. I gotta for the slow people, I gotta break it down like that. Movie musicals, okay?
There we go.
So Dorsey, since you running your mouth, what is your top three movie musicals of all time? Any era.
Yeah, this list was hard for me because I grew up back in the day when we had some real, real good musicals like Lady Sings the Blues and the original Sparkle. You know what I'm talking about? And then The Wiz, The Wiz with Michael Jackson when he had the big.
Oh, man. You talking about classics.
Yeah, we grew up way back then. But I didn't pick none of them. What I did pick was at number three. The Five Heartbeats and my man Eddie Kane Jr.
Okay.
Love the Five Heartbeats. Number two, Dream Girls, man. That cast.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson and
That
Dream Girls was that was big. That was big.
Yeah.
My number one though of all time, probably the one movie that me and my boys used to take quotes from, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Ooh, oh, my God.
Lawrence Fishburne played the hell out of Ike Turner.
Did he win an Academy for that? He should have.
He should have if he didn't. Man. And Angela Bassett on the flip side of that. There was so many scenes in that movie, man, when remember they smashed the cake in each other's face?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It was Ike Turner was a mother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was a man. Listen, anime. Anime now. Goddamn anime now.
Yeah.
Those are my top three. What almost snuck in, though, I want to just mention these two, School Days.
Back in the days. I forgot about School Days. That was my jam.
More recently, the New Edition story. Because I was a big, I think we were all New Edition fans. You know, they had that big, it's like an 8-part series, I think, on like BET or something. But those are my top three right there. That's
Ooh-wee. Yes, indeedy. Fat and greedy.
Nice. What you got, AG?
Man, I was just putting it together real quick because we just talked about it. So number three for me, I grew up in the, you know, I was an 80s baby and hip hop rapping was the thing. So Beat Street, gotta go there, pop locking, hit them up. And I'm still in the same neighborhood of Beat Street. Right down from Beat Street was Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, and Breaking 1, really. That's all I was watching. I was pop locking in the neighborhood. You
know, I just had an idea. If we all put your arms out like this, we could probably do the
wave.
You got to put your arms out. There you go. Hold on, hold on.
All right.
Chili, come on. You got to
mess me up.
Hold on. All right, hold on.
Who started?
I started it. Go pass it to you. Go ahead. Hold on. We got to start over. Chili, you going to join in or what, man?
Oh, we got a show to do. Come on here.
See, that's why I don't like you defensive players. That's why I don't even like you defensive players.
All right. Oh, man. And my last one is the one you just mentioned, Dorothy. Oh, it's School Days. Like, School Days, I had the soundtrack. And this one, soundtracks were good back in the day.
Yeah.
Now, you could get a movie soundtrack, and that was your...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Tape or your CD, and you listen to every song for the rest of the year. You know, it wasn't like today where you get, you know, you got the MP3s and you got SoundCloud, you got these other places where you get music from. You're like, wait a minute, I'm playing the tape. I tell my kids we had to listen to every song. We couldn't, and you had to know when the song ended. You couldn't just stop it like a CD and get to the next song. You had to learn, heard the. That's why we knew all the songs and all the words. You know, I remember how my mom and dad used to talk about, oh, yeah, we listened to the whole album, boy. We knew all the words. We knew this. We knew that. We knew when Michael Jackson or Otis Redding was clearing his throat and it hit that high note. I'm like, Dad, okay, I got you. You listen to the music. That's all you got to say. You ain't got to go all like that. But, yeah, School Days, I had that soundtrack memorized. And one of my early crushes was the name from Martin. She was one of
guy.
The Jazz, no, not Jazz.
Oh,
no, guy.
Pam, from, Pam, Pam.
No, other
Sheena
the
Arnold.
Other.
Sheena Arnold?
No, Gina Davis or Gina, Gina for Martin.
Gina.
She was one of the girls. She was the light skinned. She was part of the light skinned crew.
Oh, remember that the good and bad hair?
Yes.
They did. Remember that? That was good, man. That was a classic. That was a classic.
Classic movie, School Days, man. So, G, who you got? What you got for your top three?
Man, I don't know. I mean, like, God damn, man. Grown man watching musicals. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to just go and do it, dude, man. It ain't really a musical, but the music in it was changing, life-changing. I'm talking about my man Shaft, Richard Roundtree.
Yeah, it was.
I'm just saying, man, that the soundtrack, the music they had on there was life-changing, man. So that's my musical, damn it.
But they say, you're a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
That's why I'm going to get you second. That was his walking music.
Oh, I forgot about that.
His theme music.
That was his theme music. He had that bass drum.
He had the goldfish in high heels.
The goldfish. So, I saw that. I lost my mind. I said he got goldfish in his platforms. Oh yes, my sir. God!
My number two movie will be Purple Rain.
Ooh. Oh, I forgot about
classic.
Purple.
Classic.
Lake. Prince. What is it? Lake Manitoka.
Yeah, Lake Manitoka.
It was just so good to see Prince going against the time. And I love me some Jerome. I love me. I don't know why, but I love me some Jerome. I just love
it. Him and Morris Davis.
Yes.
The Apollonia, boy. She did it for me.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. Yeah, oh. And my first, I'm surprised this is not on any one of y'all lists.
And it's 6 o'clock in the morning for me.
when my man busts through the room with it and put his radio down.
Oh.
I'm talking about Crush Groove,
boy. Oh, Crush Groove. I forgot grooving. About Crush Groove.
Body moving. That was the
Crush. Yes. Yes. That was the hey, that's a music. Crush. That's a musical for the hip hop and the all that. All wrapped up into one, man.
I mean,
yeah. That was good. That was good top three, man. So yep. You know, everybody that's listening, you know, maybe y'all can throw y'all top three on that topic. But now we gonna get into this. You Big Dummy Award.
Oh, we got a fan question.
Y'all want to get into fan question first?
No, let's.
Yeah. You know, this is my segment, though, Amal. Okay. So shut up and let me do what I need to do.
I was just that little reminder. Thank that's you. All.
Yes. Yes. Because I think this is going to take more time. This is going to take more time.
The Fred G. Sanford Award this week. The big
yes, please. Whose is it?
Who's the Big Dummy of the Week?
The dummy that got sent to the locker room. What that boy name is? Clay what?
Quay Walker.
Quay Walker. What have the annals of time have you seen? Annals of time. A dude push a non-combatant in the middle of the field. Have you ever seen that?
I've never
seen that. This boy is crazy.
I've seen people... Like players accidentally push a referee because they like walk behind them and don't know realize
no,
the referee.
No, accidentally. But. This dude ain't no accident in what he did. And here's the killer part, AG. What's he up? Did it a couple weeks before.
Did he? I didn't know that.
On the sideline. Remember, they got a 15-yard penalty because he ran into the sideline. Somebody, his neighbors, the people was trying to help him up, and he started pushing everybody out the way. You ain't see that?
Oh. I kind of remember.
15-yard penalty. So what I'm saying is, let's set that play up, you big dummy. Let's set that play up.
There it is.
So check it out now. It started with old boy giving them the forearm to the face.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it was a legal hit.
That's just undisciplined. And I look at pretty boy Matt LaFleur for that. Undisciplined team. He hit this. Hit this boy in the face, right?
Right.
So he fall. They come out to check on him. Clay, Cray, or whatever his name is, push the dude. And then here come another dude that pushed the dude again. Not pushing, but nudged him.
I don't know. Yeah, he definitely was outside. I'll say what's his name? Denzel Washington said in Remember the Titans. He was outside his mind.
Then they send it to the locker room. Y'all seen the meme?
No.
When he going back into the locker room, like, they said...
They're killing him on the meme.
Daddy just sent you to the room, dog. Your daddy just sent you to the room. And he got this stupid look on his face, man. I understand. He get the award. He might be the all-time getting of this award. But it don't make sense for him to do that in that crucial moment to get the Detroit Lions at touchdown. It was 13-16.
Yeah, more momentum, too.
It was 13-16, dog.
Yeah.
And then they pushed, he did this and put him in position to score.
Yeah. No, he first was,
off,
like I said.
First off, you can't never push nobody when the play is dead on the field. You can't put your hands on nobody.
The play was over. Like, it wasn't like the play just like, ended.
That's any league. That's Pop Warner League. You can't be pushing people. Second, I saw him when he was walking out the tunnel. They had a camera on him.
They always do.
And he looked like a 10-year-old kid who just got kicked out of recess.
Hey.
And he looked like a big ass kid. Did you see it?
I saw it. That's why I'm laughing.
That's why I'm laughing. What in the 10-year-old temper tantrum is going on over here?
I was like, okay, the trainer must have came and passed him and said, "The hell with you and your mama." That's the only thing that's gonna trigger me to say what you say, and even to lay hands on you. But just to walk past you or nudge you to get that type of reaction,
yeah,
that boy need that anger management move.
Man, you said it earlier though. The only thing I could think of to justify, not even justify. To understand what he was thinking was that him and DeAndre Swift went to UGA together, University of Georgia. So in his mind, I'm checking on my boy and you trying to get me out the way. So I'm going to give you a little. Once again, still a dumbass move,
But yeah, I'm not the smartest.
I understand the mindset.
Yeah.
No excuse for that.
Yeah.
Instead of, we got to put his face on the award until somebody take it off.
That's we got to make one.
And then it's like this, man.
We got to make a graphic, y'all, for that.
That's yes, put and an award. But to be honest with you, man, I don't know if the league going to find him.
League.
Or the Packers going to find him.
Both.
But both of them need to get in his pocket.
Yeah.
Because this is his second offense doing that.
Yeah, it's both. And he's going to, like you mentioned with the memes, man, today and these memes, man.
Ain't y'all happy when it played? Ain't y'all happy social media?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm doing another show, guys, called Let's Go Football on Twitch. And one of my co-hosts is a Detroit fan. His name is, his little gamer name is Grand Pooh Bear. And he's a speed runner. So he finishes he gets paid to finish games fast, which is what to me is like, oh, wow, it's awesome. So anyway, so long story short of it, they made a meme of the Detroit game with me in a caption with him in the stand saying Amon sucks. I was like, the people, the IT people, the graphic artist people need to stop. I was like, they is killing people. Cause you know what it is. You know what it is. When somebody messes up, you could be Monday morning quarterbacks right. And talk bad and make. I'm like, when they come up with these memes, I'm like, this is cold. I was like, cause you know what? Back in the day, if you went to school, you'd be like, who did it? Like, where you at? Come in right now. We gotta talk. We're gonna talk face to face, but we can't talk to these guys or the people, whoever's making these memes. That's the sucky part. So you gotta take it. You gotta sit there. Hey man, we saw you on Facebook. I'm like, bro, don't go there. Please leave me alone. Oh man. So
okay. All right. Well, let's go into quarter number four real quick and come right back at you in two and two.
You big dummy.
I like that.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only, must be physically located in Virginia.
Go Pack Go, it's your boy, Gilbert Brown, along with my co-host, Armon Green and Dorsey Lefty. You're listening to the G-Lounge, Green and Gold, baby, NFLApodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Green and Gold G-Lounge Network with your boy, the Gravedigger Gilbert Brown. I'm on Batman Green and Dorsey the Horse Levis. Okay, fellas. Yo. It's sweet. The regular season's over. It's playoff time. Mm-hmm. And we got to pick a Super Bowl winner. We might as well go out and do it today. Pick your winner. You got to ride or die with him. You can't call nobody and change it, Dorsey. Once you win, you win.
Oh, man.
Start us off here, AG.
Okay, I'm gonna go NFC first because that's where we played most of our careers. I'm gonna go NFC first, and to me, I'm gonna say because I grew up a 49ers fan, I'm gonna roll with the 49ers for the NFC. I think once they get past Seattle, that defense is gonna make it hard for Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. It's going to be a defensive thing, but I think they're going to come out just a little on top, maybe 2-3 point victory, something like that. It's not going to be an easy win for the NFC. So AFC, this was a tough one, man, because you got the Chiefs, you got the Bills, and you got the Bengals all playing good football. Mm-hmm. Man, I say I'm going to just go with the Chiefs, make it easy on myself. So I got to think about nothing else because they got the magic man, Pat Mahomes, doing his thing. So NFC, we got the 49ers, AFC, Chiefs. Rematch of the Super Bowl 50 or whatever, or 52 or 51, something like that.
You went all the way around the barn, man. We just wanted you to tell us who the Super Bowl winner going to be.
Oh, the winner. My bad. I thought we wanted – I said picks in my head, so I'm thinking picking both teams.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, we can do it all.
I'll do the Chiefs pick. There you go. Super Bowl pick, Chiefs.
Right.
There you go. My bad.
No, you're all right, man. We know how technical you get.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm literal.
Go ahead, Dorsey.
So I'm going to do AFC, NFC championship. So I'm going to go 49ers and Eagles in the NFC championship. I'm going to go with the Eagles going to the Super Bowl. AFC championship, I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. And I think the Bills are fired up because of DeMar Hamlin, who's at home at the crib, by the way. Not in the Buffalo hospital. No. He's at the crib at his house. So he's doing well.
Well, through all the testing, came out okay.
Yeah, prayer works for sure. So I'm going to go with the Bills and the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to go with I'm going to go with the Bills, man. I feel like they got something going through what they went through on the field, man. And the 100%. Bills mafia, I got the Bills.
There you go.
Wow. I mean that both of y'all put out some good scenarios, man. I mean, but I'm just stuck between who coming out the AFC between the Bills and Kansas City.
We all sleeping on Cincinnati now.
Yeah, their defense.
All of us. We all are.
Yeah, Joe and them got a year or two more, man. They ain't going nowhere.
That's what we said last year.
Well, I'm just saying. But at the end of the day, man, it's a tough one for me. But I think I'm gonna go with the Bills too, man.
Okay.
I think the Bills are only team that can stop the Bills is the Bills right now. They got the momentum. They got the fans. They got the home. Don't they got home field advantage too?
No, Kansas City has it. But they beat Kansas City. I think they beat Kansas City in Kansas City before. Three times?
I thought they got the nod. Or is that the flip of the coin thing that they got to do?
That's only, I think, if Buffalo and Cincinnati go to the NFC Championship.
Yeah. And it'll be at a neutral site.
Okay.
Chill, it's about time you agree with your boy, because I know since you're the host, you want to skip over the fact that somebody came in first and somebody came in last.
Ooh, this year.
First who came in second was only one pick off the person who came from second. So it was almost a tie. But then there was another cat who was about eight picks behind the other two cats.
Ooh, dang. He rubbing it
in. I ain't going to say no names, but he the one who ain't smiling right now if you're looking at your camera.
Hey, man. You know what? I'm the host of this show.
Okay. My bad, man. My bad.
You know what I'm saying? So I can delete you if I wanted to.
He's going to delete somebody.
I'm gonna come up with something new. Delete. Just get rid of it.
You don't even know how to start your computer. You ain't going to know how to
delete. Yeah, bro. I'm pretty sure you got the kids helping you when they waking the kids up before they go to work or school or work. That's what you're doing.
Anyway. Yeah, so as far as the road to the championship, I mean, I think to me it all ends up in Buffalo. We're going to have some good games coming up. I really like – I mean, Philly could surprise us, y'all. Philly could surprise us, you know. Yep. If your boy get healthy. Is he healthy now?
Yeah, he'll be playing.
Yeah, he'll be playing.
It's playoff now. Now, I don't care if it's not cut off, it's all out the window.
Yeah,
it's all you got to put in.
One more thing before we go.
Hey, Gilbert, we got to pick the wild card games.
Oh, no, yeah.
Okay. Real quick, explain the situation with your boy over in Baltimore.
With Lamar, he had a knee. He has a PCL sprain.
So he's done.
Eh, he could. I mean, at this point, it's like I just said with Jalen Hurts. You know, it's playoff time. We'll see how he's going to be able to do. I mean, we'll know by game time. We'll know by Saturday if he's going to run. Okay. Their game, the Ravens play on Sunday night. So that extra day of rest we'll see.
Right.
He's been out a month now, I think,
already. He's been out 5 weeks, and that's the concern, is that even if he comes back, he's going to be rusty.
Yep.
No, because he hasn't played in this do or die. So, but with that being said, I think not only Baltimore, but also Miami down to their third string quarterback.
Tua. Tua's
already been ruled out. Bridgewater's got a dislocated finger. He's trying to get through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's going to
be. It doesn't look good.
Let's get in these picks, fellas. Let's get in these
picks. All right, get to the picks here. So first game on Saturday.
So does the slate start clean now, 0-0 since?
We're going to do playoffs. We want to do that, Doris?
Let's give Gilbert a chance so he ain't over there pouting on the screen the whole damn.
Oh, playoff record. All right, let me get that up, set up real quick. All right, playoffs. Here we go. First game on the Schneid is Seahawks. They're going down to Santa Clara to play them 49ers. 49ers have a 10-point spread right there.
Mm.
Dorsey, who's your pick here?
Well, so considering I got the 49ers in the NFC Championship, I'm going to go with the 49ers. And with that being said, I don't feel so bad about our loss last week because I was like, even if we get past the Lions, there's no way we're getting past the 49ers.
Yeah, that would have been ugly. You thought Georgia was ugly. Georgia TCU was ugly. That might have got that bad. Who you got here, G?
I'm going with the 49ers, too. I mean, like Dorsey said, if the Packers would have went down, remember that game that the quarterback only threw seven times and ran the rest of the time?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the 49ers Green Bay? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Revisit.
Yeah. All right. Next game, we're in the AFC now. It's the Saturday night game. So we only have two games on Saturday. The Chargers are going down to Duval playing those Jags, and the spread is the Chargers by two points, Dorsey. So who's your pick here?
I'm going to go with Jacksonville at home, not only because Dougie Fresh is a quarterback, but also because
– Coach.
Coach. He was my quarterback, one of my backup quarterbacks.
Yeah. He was ours. Yeah.
The first time they played in Los Angeles, and the Jaguars beat them 38-10.
Good, great.
Ain't talking about that a whole lot. I know it was early. It's like week three. But they already whooped their ass in L.A. Now they coming home. So I'm going with Jacksonville.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Who you got here, G?
Jags. I mean, that's self-explanatory.
Yep. They got – and then the spread, the over-under is 47.5 right there for that game. All right, now we're kicking it off to Sunday where we have three games.
Three games.
Wow. First game of the day. Or actually, this is the middle game they do, and they switch the order down. But actually, Dolphins and Bills is the first game of the day. So we got the Dolphins going up to Buffalo, and Buffalo is 13-point favorites. Dorsey, who's your pick here?
Bills.
Easy decision.
Buffalo.
All right. Y'all talking. I'm trying to get the typing in. All right, here we go. All right, next game after that will be the Giants coming to the Midwest to face those Vikings.
Bro.
Minnesota is 10-point favorites, Dorsey. So who's your pick here?
I'm going to go with Minnesota because Gilbert got to go with Giants, so that's going to give me a game.
Oh, man.
Oh, he know me too well. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm right. I'm going with Saquon or whatever the hell his name is.
You said it. You said it right.
There you go.
You almost didn't enunciate the SH too much. There you go. All right. I'm going to Vikings Queens as well. There we go.
All right. Come on, Giants. Come on, baby.
We got Saturday night primetime, and the Bengals got that primetime quarterback, Joe Burrow. All his swag. Man, I saw a show, or they broke it down on like one of the media outlets where they're talking, breaking down his swag.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Swag. What do you think about Joe Burrow's swag?
Joe's got some soul, man. Like, Joe's hanging around some black folks somewhere down there in Louisiana. I like Joe.
100%. Like, you got that. That's that LSU, man. That being down in Baton Rouge for about two, three years he was down there, that's going to rub off. It did, for sure. All right, Dorsey, we got Cincinnati at 8.5-point favorites here. So against them Ravens going to Cincy. Mm. So who's your pick here, Doris?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cool Joe and the Bengals.
Yeah, Cool Joe. Mr. Brown, who you have here?
Yeah, you got to go with Joe because you don't know who playing the quarterback and what's going on. So Joe.
Ravens, yeah. Yep. I'm there with you. Yeah, I'm there with you. And that Bengals defense is playing a lot better than they did last year when they actually went to the Super Bowl. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now it's been
and their offensive line is playing better too. Because remember they sacked the shit out of Burrow last year.
They led the NFL with sacks last year. Yeah, they led the NFL with getting their quarterback sacked last year. And they still somehow made it to the Super Bowl, but we already know why. So all right. And so that is a Sunday night game. That's Ravens Bengals Sunday night. And then when was the last time it was a Monday night playoff game?
I was just about to ask you the same thing. I think it's the first time. I don't remember. It's got to be the first time.
It's got to be the first. You know,
That's a great idea, though. That's a great idea.
I can look it up. I'll talk. But we have them boys from Dallas going to Tampa Bay. I don't know how that happened. I'm like, Tampa got 12 wins.
But Tampa won the division. If you win your division,
this is so backwards. I think regardless of the division, Tampa Bay should be going to Dallas. They only won like 8 games.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway.
Philly won the division, so Philly got home field.
Got it. So Dallas is 2.5-point favorites, Dorsey, here over the Buccaneers. So who's your pick here on Monday Night Football?
I want to go with Mike McCarthy and Big Rob down there in Dallas, man. But Tom Brady scares me in the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
All right. You didn't talk yourself out of it. All right, Mr. Brown, who you have here?
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Dallas.
No, it's in Tampa.
Oh, I'm sorry. In Tampa. Excuse me. Yeah, you're right.
Dallas like 1-7 on grass this year.
What? I didn't realize.
1-6 on – no.
That's not good.
No. They only lost 5 games, so that's wrong. They lost a bunch of games on grass, is all I'm saying.
So like 1-4 on grass.
Something like that.
Mm. Interesting. Didn't know that. Well, there you go. There's a stat for you. If you want to believe it.
Tampa.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a toss-up, I think.
Ooh, it is. It's a close. I mean, the line is only 2.5. The over-under is 45, which is doable because both teams put up points when they can.
Tom might take his suit and tie off and that cape won't come off.
I know, because I know last week Dak didn't look too good. You know, he threw all them interceptions, but I'm not gonna let that sway my decision here. I wanted to go to Cowboys from the start. I'm gonna stick with them Cowboys, them boys. But for the regular season, I gotta say Dorsey already alluded to it that he won the season at a record of 160-102, and I was right behind him. At 159-103. And then licking the bottom of the barrel, as he coined the phrase this whole season to me distinctively, Mr. Brown at the bottom of the barrel. Last place, bro. How's it feel? How's it taste? That's all I want to know. How's it taste?
First of all, I'm already coming in the equation with a loss because the Vikings just pretty much. I mean,
you had the lead.
Choice. You can change your mind anytime.
No, I cannot change.
You
my
had
mind.
The lead.
I
up
will
until
never
a month
change my
until
mind.
A month ago.
Gilbert, I want you. We're gonna talk. See, I got this mind from this company called Remind.
Uh huh.
And we're gonna talk to you about forgiveness. So we're gonna let all this anger and resentment for the Vikings. We're gonna let it go. and not because the Vikings deserve it, because you deserve peace of mind. So we're gonna let go of that grudge.
You gotta woosah that.
Yeah, you gotta let them go. Just let them go, man. Just don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Green and Gold.
He tried to wrap the show up for you, Dorsey.
We ain't ready to go. We don't end the show yet.
Remind me to tell you to shut up. How about that? Dorsey Levins, what you got going on this weekend, man?
Same old, man. My son's got a flag football game, so I coach his team. I'm gonna do that Saturday, Sunday. I teach spin class at 10:00. Other than that, man, I'm chilling, man. You know, us old folks don't do too much.
What about you, AG?
Yep, man. I'm packing up a little bit. Gonna go down and get ready for my first couple weeks on campus in Lincoln. So I'm driving down Saturday morning. It's only a 9-hour drive. I should be there by dinner
time. Road trip.
So get ready for my new adventure back home on the university on campus at the University of Nebraska. So doing that this weekend, and so spent last couple of days spending time at home, you know, doing stuff, cleaning up, but then going out to eat, hang out with a few friends before I hit the road. So that's about it, man.
So exciting, so, exciting weekend for you.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty.
I am gonna say congrats again on the gig, AG. I think it's always important for everybody in life to do something you love to do, and you're getting paid for it.
Yes, that too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I ain't got nothing going on but sitting on my fat ass this weekend.
That's not a bad thing, though.
Check this out, though. Guess what's coming out tonight, AG?
Movies?
In America.
Are you talking about movies?
Yes. I'm going tonight.
Oh, man, what did I miss?
Gotta be a Marvel movie or something like that, because that's what y'all do, right?
Ultraman.
Oh, it's an anime or a Japanese movie.
No, it's the movie Ultraman. Yeah, it's coming out. It came out last night in what you call it?
In like Japan.
Subtitles.
Mm-hmm. Subtitles.
I can't read and watch the
You don't like that?
I can't do it, though.
Maria can't do that. She said,
God.
You can't read and watch the thing at the same time. You can't watch the screen and it's
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm going to the one tonight where they English dubbed.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. So I'm going to go do that tonight.
And then
I'm going to have a boring weekend after that.
Hey, I might have to sneak up on that when I get to Nebraska.
Yeah, I think they should have it. No, it's only tonight, though.
Oh, so is that you know what? Is that the movie theater here in Green Bay?
Yeah, it's only tonight, though.
It's only one time, too. That's special. Yeah. They only show them one time.
Yeah.
There's no other.
Fellas, that's what I'm going to do tonight. Everybody be safe out there. Take care of yourself. And you know, tell everybody, you know, you ain't strange if you walk up to somebody. Like, I walk up the door and say, man, I want to slap you, but I love you. You know
what I mean? That sound about right.
So y'all boys be safe, man. You be safe on that road, AG.
Thank you.
And see y'all next week on the Green Gold G-Line.
Yep, peace out.
Network.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.